إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأواخر من رمضان أحيا الليل وأيقظ أهله وشد المئزر. متفق عليه. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في رمضان ما لا يجتهد في غيره، وفي العشر الأواخر منه ما لا يجتهد في غيره. رواه مسلم. Dear brothers and sisters, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, who knows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only too well, narrates two hadiths. The first one says, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرُ, when the last 10 days of Ramadan commence, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ahya al-layla kulla, used to stay up all night to do dhikr, qiyam, salah, etc. Wa ayqadha ahla, he would urge his wives and family to get up. وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرْ means that he tightened his robe, which means he made an extra effort to do well in these last days. And the same, Aisha radiallahu anha is reported to have said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to endeavor in Ramadan, used to work much harder in Ramadan compared with outside Ramadan. As we know, dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his life was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to do qiyam every night of his life. He used to do dhikr, he used to do the nawafil, and he was a very busy man. Yet in Ramadan, he went that extra, as they say, mile, and put extra effort in Ramadan. And in the last 10 days, the Prophet ﷺ would put even more effort in the last 10 days, as narrated by Muslim. Dear brothers and sisters, the last 10 days of Ramadan are just round the corner. It is not this night, next night, inshallah. Tomorrow's night is the night of the 21st of Ramadan, and it is the start of the last 10 days of Ramadan, and also it is moving towards the end of Ramadan. And when you are approaching the end of anything, indeed you should do your very best, and you should really improve on what you have been doing in Ramadan. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. We have revealed this message, Al-Quran, in the night of power, faith. And what will explain to thee that the night of power is? The night of power is better than 1,000 months. Therein come down the angels and spirit, that is Jibreel, by Allah's permission on every errand. Peace this until the rise of morn. So, within the last 10 days, the strongest opinions that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Although there are some opinion, even by Ikrimah, who is the student of Ibn Abbas, that it falls into the middle of Sha'ban. It's a bit odd. We know that Laylatul Qadr is in the month of Ramadan, and the Prophet ﷺ says, seek it in the last 10 days. The night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 nights. So that really gives you an extra reason why you should do your very best in the last 10 days of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man qama laylat al-qadr imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." Muttafaqun alayh. Whoever does qiyam, that is the salah, the long salah after Isha, and it is called qiyamul layl because it is characteristics of long reading and standing up rather than many rak'ah. The Prophet ﷺ used to pray during the nights in Ramadan or outside Ramadan 8 rak'ahs. But you cannot imagine how beautiful these 8 rak'ahs and how long they were. So that really what matters is really to have a long night and to read long during Ramadan and outside Ramadan, of course, as much as one can do. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الأواخر من رمضان رواه البخاري. So we know that ليلة القدر inshallah is in Ramadan. We know that inshallah it is in the last 10 days. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that seek it in the odd nights. That is the night of the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th or the 29th. Some ulama, of course, one opinion of the ulama that Laylatul Qadr is not on a fixed night, but it moves. Allahu A'lam, I tend not to take that opinion, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. So, dear brothers and sisters, the last 10 days of Ramadan are extremely important. They are the seal of this month, and indeed Laylatul Qadr falls within, inshaAllah, these last 10 days. If you do your very best in the last 10 days, hopefully by the will of Allah, you will reach the night of Al-Qadr, and you will reach the thawab of khayrun min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months. Some ulama calculated that to be over 80 years or so, so 84 years or so. So by working very hard in the last 10 days, you, by the will of Allah, may approach the night of Al-Qadr. And remember that the night of Al-Qadr is extremely important. It can be anywhere in the last 10, but also any other day in the last 10 days of Ramadan is a very blessed day. So do not underestimate even the days around Laylatul Qadr. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. What shall we do in the last 10 days? So that is really a practical thing to do and to remind ourselves what are the ibadah that we can do in the last 10 days. The first one, of course, dear brothers and sisters, is really Ihya'ul Layl. as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did, and as Aisha radiallahu anha narrated, he used to stay up all night. Nowadays, the night is so short, and I believe that a lot of us may not be able to sleep during the night. By the time you come back from Taraweeh, it is already around 1 o'clock. Some people can get an hour or so sleep before they get up for Suhoor, and then for Fajr, and maybe get some sleep before starting their day working or looking after their children or going about their lives. So really, to stay up all night is not that difficult, because even when we sleep nowadays, it is not even an hour or so. So that is, and what do we do during the night? Of course, the night should be ihya al-layl. Ihya is like reviving. It's as if the night is dead. And by doing the salah and qiyam and tahajjud and reading al-Quran and dhikr, etc., remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night, we revive that night. We make it alive. We bring it back to life by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and performing these long prayers of qiyam, etc. Aisha radiallahu anha says in hadith narrated by Muslim, لا أعلم نبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قرأ القرآن في ليلة ولا صلى ليلة حتى الصبح ولا صام شهرا كاملا غير رمضان. Aisha, the importance of these narrations about Aisha or other wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the Sahaba may know him during the day, they know his behavior, they can narrate what he does, but when he goes home and the door is shut, they don't know what's happening. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a role model, and we need to know every detail of his life, even when he shuts the door. And Aisha radiallahu anha and the other wives of the Prophet ﷺ tell us about his ibadah, about his akhlaq, the way he slept, the way he ate, and so on at home. That is extremely important. So she says, to what I know, she says, to what I know, لا أعلم. So maybe there is some knowledge, but he used to stay with her, and she never seen the Prophet ﷺ reading the whole Quran in one night. So the Prophet ﷺ used to read Al-Quran every night, but he never finished it in one night. Some people, they try to do that. Also, she says that I don't know that he ever made qiyam the whole night without sleeping a little bit of the night. قُمْ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So although he did a long qiyam throughout the night, but he always made sure that he sleeps a little bit of the night. And she says that he never fasted a whole month apart of Ramadan. So although he fasted a lot of Sha'ban, he fasted in Shawwal, he fasted in many other months during the year, but he never fasted a whole month apart from Ramadan. And we know that during the last 10 days of Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ used to stay up all night, according to the other hadith narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha. So that is one thing that you can do. I must remind you of something, because a lot of us, we pray behind the imam in Taraweeh, and if the imam is praying 20, then we cut it short and we go. Now, as I do, we pray 8 rak'ahs, alhamdulillah, then we do the witr. But nevertheless, if the imam continues to pray, stay behind the imam until he finishes. And why is that? The Prophet ﷺ says in Abu Dawood, مَنْ قَامَ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ حَتَّى يَنْصَرِفْ كُتِبَ لَهُ قِيَامُ لَيْلَةِ. If you stay with the Imam until the Imam finishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for you a whole night. And the same, if you remember the hadiths about Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Isha, the prayer of Isha and Fajr in Jama'ah, that also it is written for you to have done half of the night with the Fajr and with the Isha the whole night. So make sure also during the last 10 days that you do Fajr and Isha in Jama'ah. The second thing is إيقاظ الرجل أهله, is to make that a family occasion. So not only someone in the house is really up and reading Al-Quran and making dhikr, maybe the wife, maybe the husband, maybe the one of the children, etc. No. The Prophet ﷺ in the hadith, he says, وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ, he asked his whole family to be up. So the whole family are between someone making sujood and someone making qiyam, and the other one is reading Al-Quran, and the fourth one, mashallah, it's a big family making dhikr and istighfar and so on. So there is dhikr at home during the last 10 days. Even when you come back from Taraweeh, inshallah, if you're doing it in Jama'ah, then you still come back to remembering Allah, making dhikr, reading Al-Quran, making istighfar during the whole night with your family. Of course, as much as people can do. But remember that these 10 days are unrivaled and they are extremely important, and also the night of Al-Qadr is a very valuable night. So that atmosphere of family, making dhikr, reading Quran, really brings the hearts of the family together, the husband and the wife and the children and the parents if they live in the same household. So it is really a way to bring the hearts together under the umbrella of these 10 blessed days. Every night of the 10, we hope that it may be Laylatul Qadr. I don't want to just mention, you know, the opinion of the ulama of when and whether it's the night of the 27th, etc. But alhamdulillah, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is clear in the last 10 days and in the witr, in the odd nights, and maybe there is some strong opinion about the 27th. But really, it is very wise, dear brothers and sisters, to seek it throughout the 10 nights. Remember that even though Laylatul Qadr is valuable, but also the other nights are extremely valuable too. So, seeking Laylatul Qadr, وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever prays the night of Al-Qadr, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking his reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his past sins. The last 10 days also a way to recover what we may have missed during the Ramadan. So of course, making siyam during the days, treating people with high moral conduct, being patient, not wasting our times, using the day to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the in-between times, you know, when you are going to work, when you are maybe if you are cooking, you can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I often do that myself, especially in the kitchen. I always have something to occupy me because I can definitely multitask when I'm in the kitchen, listening to Al-Quran, revising Al-Quran, listening to a lecture. So you can always do that. When you're driving your car to work and back, You can always make dhikr, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. If you're bringing your children back from school, dropping them off, you can do that with them. You can listen to them reading al-fatiha, etc. So make use of your time during the days of Ramadan, the last 10 days and the last 10 days, nights of Ramadan as well. One of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is i'tikaf. I'tikaf is the literal meaning is dedication, if you like. So you dedicate yourself and you stay in a masjid. I'tikaf can only be in a masjid, dear brothers and sisters. It cannot be at home. You cannot do i'tikaf at home, even for women. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did i'tikaf in the masjid after his life. They as in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ used to do i'tikaf every Ramadan in the last 10 days, and the last Ramadan before he passed away, he did i'tikaf in the last 20 days, and after him his wives did i'tikaf too. And there are knowledge, there is science, and there is jurisprudence of i'tikaf. So you need to understand what to do during the i'tikaf when you enter the masjid, when you leave the masjid, what to do during the i'tikaf. Really, you are trying to dedicate yourself for dhikr. You're trying to shut yourself off from the busy life and really contemplate into what you've done, remember your sins, reading Al-Quran, making istighfar, making dhikr, etc. So that is i'tikaf. If you can do that i'tikaf in Mecca or in Al-Madinah, in Al-Haram, then that is even better. But also here, some masjids, they have facilities for i'tikaf. If they do, then you can do that in Al-Masjid. It is not necessary to do i'tikaf for the whole 10 days. You can do i'tikaf for part of a night, even part of a day. You can just enter the masjid with the intention of i'tikaf for a few hours, and then just dedicate yourself within that into reading, to read Al-Quran, making dhikr, making tasbih, making istighfar, raising your hands and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can make i'tikaf for a few hours, or for a night, or two nights, or three nights, etc. So it doesn't have to be for the full period of the last 10 days. During i'tikaf also, you should not sleep 12-14 hours, because that is really, it defeats the purpose of going to i'tikaf. It's not really, otherwise you could just stay, of course you have to sleep. It doesn't say that, you know, I mean, even if you get up the whole night, you need to have some sleep during the day. That goes without saying. You have to have some rest. We are humans. But do not take that opportunity to sleep like 10 hours or long hours. You know, sleep a little bit less so as you make more use of your time. So we said about reviving the whole night, getting up with the family, doing a lot of ijtihad, you know, doing our best in reading Al-Quran, in salah, in jama'ah, dhikr, dua, etc. Seeking the night of Al-Qadr and i'tikaf if we can. Also, to be generous in the month of Ramadan. Remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as narrated by Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, قال كان النبي أجود الناس بالخير وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. رواه البخاري ومسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was the most generous, but in Ramadan he was even more generous. كان أجود من الريح المرسلة. He was more generous than the wind that brings rain. That is good for vegetation and for humans and animals. He was extremely generous. Remember that in the last 10 days also, you can imitate, you can try to follow into the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ in terms of generosity. Remember your brothers and sisters who are less fortunate than yourself, those who lost their homes, fled zones of wars in Syria or in Iraq or elsewhere in the world, who are without shelter, who are without food or clean water, remember these brothers and say, Alhamdulillah, I have this and I have my family around you. I have peace. I have something to eat. I have something to wear. And by remembering that, you give to your brothers and sisters. Also remember your zakatul mal. Many people ask about zakatul fitr, and they are very keen, mashallah. Less so, I hear people talking about zakatul mal or other types of zakat. Hopefully, inshallah, they are paying it. But if you don't, please remember that if you have wealth beyond a certain amount, around 2,500 or so, you have, and you had it for more than a lunar year, you have to pay 2.5%. But there are many other types of zakat. If you think you have wealth, you should ask, because that is a pillar of Islam. Over and above that, you pay sadaqah, you pay more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do. And the last 10 days of Ramadan is a very good reason to do that. Going back to Al-Quran. Al-Quran is our life, dear brothers and sisters. It is our guidance. The Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the day of judgment. How far are you from the book of Allah? What is the distance between you and the book of Allah? If you, alhamdulillah, came during the month of Ramadan and you were keen to read and contemplate and try to go through the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 1 month, then you should really do that more in the last 10 days, and you should continue that outside the month of Ramadan. Again, I remind you of your brothers and sisters all over the world who are less fortunate than you. They are many. The crisis of refugees because of the tyrant in Syria and Syria, and the help of the Russian forces killing people and destroying their homes, we are having more severe problems, and we need to mitigate and we need to look after our brothers and sisters. And also, do not forget them in your dua. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وزكاتنا وقراءتنا للقرآن يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف واكسهم من عري. اللهم ارحم موتاهم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم ارحم إخواننا في كل مكان، واحقن دماء المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم رد هذه الأمة إلى دينها ردا جميلا. اللهم ردها إلى كتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.